Okay.
Yeah, good morning. Is this Bo?
This is Bo.
Yeah, good morning, Bo. Nice to meet you, sir. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here from my department. You were speaking to John a second ago. He's a mapping coordinator. He was asking me to jump on the line here with you, sir, to see if I can get you a price reduction. I'll see what I can do for you if you're willing to give us a shot today for this exclusive spot that we have available today only for the first page of Google. But aside from the price, though, did you have any specific questions for me? Have you ever tried something like this before or received any calls on being on Google before or first time?
I've only listed my business on, you know, the my business page for Google. So you can find my business if you've been, you know, that category. But it's not necessarily like I'm not getting calls from Google. At least I don't think I am.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, this is a very exclusive position, right? And just so you know, kind of like a little bit of how this works. This position is normally usually closed, and if a company is affiliated with Google, then they have that position available within their company. Right now, the gentleman that was working with us, he was with us for about 9 months in your line of industry, but he's pretty much retiring, so that's the reason why we have a position available for that category in your area. So that's how we can help you out.
I'm just curious because I've done a lot of Google work. Is it a fireman's chimney sweep that was the previous front page for that category?
Well, you know what, and I would love that. They don't allow that anymore for us to tell you like what company exactly it was, because back then there was a gentleman that was working with us, right? And he didn't mean it like as that, but I guess the company was going through like a personal problem, like divorce. Gave out the name of the company, and the gentleman ended up knowing the guy, and then the guy called up upset. You know what I mean? Or obviously because it was kind of personal. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for that reason, they don't let us know. But I mean, but he was obviously with us for quite a long time, and I mean, he's retiring, so he was obviously doing great. So now he's just going to enjoy life. You know what I mean? So well, hopefully you get to that point one day too. So as far as the position, that's why it's exclusive. We're not allowed to work with two companies. We wouldn't be able to work with him and then call you up and also offer you the position, because then we'd be competing amongst ourselves. You know what I mean? So
right.
Now, on the position, right, so what you get is Google first page. You get Bing first page. You get we include Facebook ads. These calls will be live calls directly from the client to you. These are live human beings calling you when they need the service, so it's a much more hot lead versus like a lead that you get sent along with 10 different companies and all you guys got to call the same person. Yeah, so that's there's nothing exclusive about that, yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not like
that's
that
not
type of service. And there's other companies out there that actually do that, but their trick is they actually advertise on Google themselves, and advertising on Google themselves, that's how they get those leads. That they don't tell you that.
Right.
And then they sell them to you and 10 different other people. So that's why it doesn't work, because by that time you might be the last guy calling them, and they might have already spoke to like 6 different companies. And what sucks is that you actually got to pay for that lead, even if it doesn't turn into a client. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's always better live.
I'm quickly realizing that it's kind of a scam.
Right. And let me see here. Matter of fact, speaking about leads, I just noticed right now that you have a listing there on Angie's Leads, Home Advisor. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So how old is that?
Like a week and a half old, and I'm already over it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you pay your subscription fee, but yeah. So and just so you know, I mean, they're actually. I've been with this company 10 years, right? And they changed their name about 3 times. So to me, that's also another little thing. Like, I mean, if a company's switching their name all the time, then they're trying to like kind of discard like all the bad reputation with the other name. You know what I mean? So I'm going to send you a link also just kind of for your personal information. They're getting sued by multiple companies all over the nation. There's a class act going on with them. So that way you have it for your records. You might be entitled to something down the road or whatever it is, but I wouldn't really mess with those paper lead services. Because, at the end, they could just send you whatever and charge you for it and charge 10 different companies. You know what I mean? So they're making a lot of money off of you, so I'm sure they love that. But nevertheless, with our services, like I said, you get a live call. Okay, and no cost per lead or anything like that. No matter how many calls you get, it will always be the same price. It's a monthly rate. We'll also list your company in 60 directories all over the internet, mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home. We're also going to go ahead and verify your company with Google headquarters in California. And we're going to go ahead and also provide you with a tracking system so that way you can track where all the calls are coming from. The leads, you can see the keywords that you're on the first page for. You can see what cities you're getting more traffic from. And to give you an example, speaking about leads, because I'm sure you want more work, you want more phone calls, right? That's what this is all about. That's what marketing is about, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's showing me here that in the area where you're located at, I see that you're based out of, let me see, what's the zip code exactly?
83617.
Okay, just wanted to make sure if that was correct. So it's in the city of Emmett, right? So in that area right there, in the last 30 days, for like say even chimney cleaning or fireplace or such, right? There has been, okay, 1,333 searches made in the last 30 days. Okay, now I'm not telling you you're going to get 1,333 people that are going to call you only, but it's obvious that you're now going to get a percentage of these people calling your way because now you're going to be on that first page. And I'm sure you would like to capitalize off the searches, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to be doing that by targeting specific locations, both computer and mobile devices, and we're going to market towards your peak business hours of the day. Okay, now another thing that I can do to help you. I see that you don't have a website. You're probably using your Facebook as a website or whatnot.
Correct.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. If you give me a shot today, not only will you be very happy with our services, but I'm going to include a $300 website for you for free. Okay? It'll be ready within 3 to 5 days from today, and I'll go ahead and get you that as a thank you for giving us a shot today, okay? On the price, what I can do for you is I can drop the price 60% less than what we usually charge a month, and I'll even see if I can get the setup fee waived off completely. Once I get that approved for you, it's going to drop the price down to just $299 out the door, which is like about $9 a day, Bo. And you get the free $300 website, and there isn't any contracts involved. We can target anywhere you want. I see that you want to target a 50-mile radius, so whatever you want to be found for, you're going to be found right there on the first page. Okay? Now, how many clients do you think it would take for you to offset that $299, Bo?
Well, that takes about, considering how I'm doing it right now, it's 29. The service that I provide is $200 a client, and the service that I was being charged for each lead was $29 a client. So Andy's leads would charge me, what is that? 30, 60, 90, 120, 150, 180, 200, seven clients. So if I get more than, if I get 8 clients or more a month, then it's worth the price versus Andy's leads.
Absolutely. You know, and I mean, just thinking about the searches. Right. Yeah. And then obviously the longer you stay with us, the more you're going to receive as far as traffic goes, and you don't ever have to worry about that whole, man, I received 10 leads from them, now I got to pay this much, or I received 5 leads or 15 leads, then you got to worry about that. All you got to ever worry about, and which I wouldn't even consider a worry, is your monthly rate, and that is easily going to be covered because you have 30 days to make that. And obviously, I mean, even worst case scenario, you're still going to get some good calls going your way, and you're going to make your money back. As long as you're picking up your phone, you're staying active out there, Bo, there's not going to be any issues with you making your money back. I mean, obviously the gentleman is with us for 9 months for a reason. So, then you're going to be making the same amount. So,
The only question I have is like, okay, so, and I mean, I'll be able to pay it regardless, but like this is a very seasonal occupation. You know, you come into August, September, October, and it starts getting cold and people start wanting to get their, you know, fireplaces worked on and their chimneys done. I don't really think about it as much in the springtime and the summertime, and work like really slows down. That's why I have different jobs. It's not that I can't pay the fee during that time. It's just like, how relevant is it for it to be?
That's a very good question. So seasonal holds. You have seasonal. Yeah, so you have seasonal stops. There's a season, like Marlin, I'm not really active in a certain season. I wouldn't mind calls, but what are we doing in that case? So great question, and wow, we got you covered on that. So we provide seasonal holds. So if you come across a season, like say, I'm just going to throw an example out there. Say like March, April, Marlin, I'm not going to be as active. Let us know, and we won't charge you for those months out of courtesy.
Okay, I don't mind paying in the off-season. I'm just curious.
Of course.
If it's like,
yeah, but I mean, it does alleviate it, right?
If it's
working like, on, if you're going to be generating these.
Yeah, it's going to be like, you know, I'm a firefighter, so I'm going to go out on fires during the summertime, and I'm not even going to like, I'll come home and do a couple jobs when it's, you know, opportunistic. But I doubt you get hardly as nearly as many calls during the summertime. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I got to hire.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You know what? I guess we can cross that bridge once we get there. But at least now you know, like, hey, you know what? I can actually pause these guys, and I don't have to pay that $299 those months. Because I mean, $299 is $299. I mean, who doesn't appreciate like a little bit of savings here and there? You know what I mean? So if you can save that and still not be lose the spot, then you're good. So I guess what I'm hearing, bro, is if I can get you on board at $299, include that website for you, no contracts, no marriage involved. I mean, I'm sure there's got to be more than enough for you to give us a shot today, right? We want to try it out?
Yeah, it's pretty convincing, man. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty convincing.
You just got to give me that shot,
Yep. So what do I need to do on my end?
Well, I got everything covered here. The thing that only takes the longest part of the conversation is explaining to you, which we got that done. I'm going to go ahead and send you everything in writing. Your invoice will be sent to you immediately. And I want to make sure that I have all information correct here. So, for example, the company name you wanted to show us, Chimney Bros LLC, on the first page. Is that how you wanted to display?
Yes, please. Yep.
Okay. And we're going to verify your company registry with Google headquarters, right? I believe that you did mention a GMB profile. Did you get verified at 406 East 2nd Street? Is that where?
Yep.
Okay, and that is in the city of Emmett.
Yes, correct. So just one thing with that address, both the addresses that are connected to the business, they are home addresses, right? So we have our own little shop behind the house. We don't necessarily want people to be showing up to the houses.
Absolutely.
To, you know,
we're going to hide that for you either way. We hide about 90% of the addresses. Because most people, most companies, they go to their clients, unless it's like an actual office or a salon, let's say, for example, right? Or a store.
Yeah.
Or a gas station. Then you definitely need the MapQuest directions. But no, we'll hide that for you. All that's going to show is your company name.
Okay.
Your website, your stars and all that, okay? Now, as far as the phone number goes, right?
Okay.
When it's time for business, for you to get phone calls, where do you want clients to call? This phone number or a different phone number?
So we got two phone numbers. Is there a way that we can do two phone numbers?
Yes, sir. The secondary one will mostly be for us to contact you in case it's important. But the one that you want displaying, which one would that be?
That'd be this phone number.
Okay. And let's keep a secondary one there. Yeah, that was the one that we're speaking on would be 208. The secondary one?
573. No, no, the first one.
Okay. 7018.
Which one? That's
okay.
The primary.
Okay, very good. See, I got the one right here displaying on my screen, and the secondary one.
The secondary one is 208.
Mm-hmm.
297.
Mm-hmm.
8277. And that phone number goes to Mr. Trevor Sund.
Okay.
And he is the co-owner. Oh.
Very good. And how do you spell your first name, Bo? Is it B-O?
B-E-A-U.
Okay. B-E-A-U. And your last name, Bo?
Patterson. P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.
All right. And where do I send your invoice to? What email?
It would be chimneysweepbros@gmail.com.
Chimney.
I can spell that for you.
Bros. Okay.
Yep.
Chimney sweep, bros, just like it sounds. And then what else, sorry?
@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you have an email that's getting going your way right now. So that way you have my contact information in. Please feel free to call me at any time. Don't disappear on me. Keep posted on how things are going. I want to make sure you have a great experience with our company. Okay. Now, the last thing I'm going to do here, and I'm going to schedule a client interview so you can talk to my technician about what keywords you want to be listed under, and also services you want to provide, how you want your website, and they're going to give you an email for to send photos for the website that we're going to create for you, okay? But before we do that, and I read you the 90-second voice verification bowl for that $299, how do you want to secure that? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover? What would you prefer to use, sir?
We can do a Visa.
Okay, and the name on that card, I assume, is Bo Patterson, or is there a middle initial?
There's a middle initial.
Okay, and what is that, please?
T.
Like in Tom.
T. Like Tom, like Bo Taylor Patterson.
Gotcha. Okay, and the same billing address, I assume?
No, that billing address will go to, yeah, that's fine. Same billing address.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. And, the Visa should start with a 4, Mr. Patterson, whenever you're ready, please.
4353-2300-6420-2904.
And the expiration?
09/27.
And the 3 in the back?
986.
Okay, so let me go ahead and read you the verification now. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to align the service agreement. It's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, Mr. Bo, please state the name of your business.
Chimney Bros, LLC.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Bo Patterson, CEO and co-owner.
Thank you, sir. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Chimney Bros, LLC?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time so that we're all on the same page. And hire Local Splash as your certified marketing representative. Please disclose in additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. So the initial term and agreement will be charged today in the amount of $299, which is for the platinum package. We're also including a website for free. When the account reaches its end, it will automatically renew each month in the same amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time. Just call us 3 days before your next billing is due at the same phone number and email, same phone number to text, which is 877-635-6225. And extension is 1 for customer support. And my extension is as a reason to email also is extension number 622. Okay, been the same extension for 10 years. All right, so I just text you with customer service phone number to both numbers there. And I'm going to put you in the calendar here for so you can discuss the keywords. It's a 10-15 minute phone interview. You don't need to be in front of your computer. Can we put you in about an hour and a half? Would that be okay?
An hour and a half, 10:30. Yeah, I got a job at noon, so I'm going to be unavailable from 11 on. So anything before 11.
Okay, let me see. So 8, 9. Okay, so yeah, it should be before 11. Okay, so let me go ahead and put you in at that time. So we're 2 hour. Okay, right now it's 8:37 where I'm at. What time is it where you're at?
9:37.
Okay, so 1 hour difference. So it'll be, so they'll call you between, uh, actually, that'll be between 11 and 12. Would that still be okay?
I'll be on the road, but yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so, all right, so let's put you in there. And the only reason why I want to get it done is because I want to respect you back. I mean, you paid your fee, so let's get your money to work, you know? So let me go ahead and put you in at that time. And I'm going to send you a Google Calendar reminder as well of your appointment. And last thing I'm going to do here, sir, is I'm going to go ahead and put some notes down here to send my technician so he does his homework before he calls you. With that said, what would you say your top three services that you offer that make you the most money, would you say, like your three top bread and butter services?
Chimney sweeping, inspections, and dryer vent cleaning and inspections.
Okay, so chimney cleaning and inspection, pretty much. Okay, and yeah, residential and commercial.
Vent. Yes.
Okay, very good. And what would you say are your hours of operation on a weekly basis?
Basically normal business hours. I'll make exceptions, so 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably Monday through Friday. Some exceptions on weekends, but not typical.
Okay. And the you do have photos for the website that we're going to create, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, very good. So they'll go ahead and give you an email to send those photos in later on. And the miles, the mile radius that you want to target is about 50 miles, I see. Let me see here. Okay, let's go ahead and check. The last thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and take care of the rest of the notes here myself, so I don't keep you on the line here with me. Sorry for taking so much of your time. I apologize. Let's make sure you have your receipt, okay? And save that for your taxes also, because consider a tax write-off. You can show your tax guy that does your taxes so he can help you out. There's a text there that you received that says, it says, Bo T, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice that we all file. And then it says mylocalsplash.com/terms. Do you see that?
Let me look real quick.
Okay.
That was a text message.
Let me make sure it didn't go to the other phone. Let me actually go ahead and send you the direct link to it,
yeah,
so that way you have it to this phone. So I don't have to, like, spare you the headache there.
Yep, I see it all. Yep.
Okay, so then click on that right there. Once you click on that, it'll take you to the terms of experience, and it'll give you kind of like a little brief breakdown of what we're going to do. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. You'll see signature, sign here. Type in your name. And then before you put in confirm signature after typing in your name, don't forget to put in, click that little box that says I'm the certified holder of this card. Obviously, that's your card. And then it'll ask you to put in a username and password. Let me know once you get to that, please.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay.
Confirm signature.
Yes, sir. And then the username and password, you're going to get that when you do your client interview today. So you can just close that page out.
It says, do I actually have to physically sign or something?
Not physically sign, just type it in. Just type it in and then.
Okay, now I'm at the username password.
Very good. So you're going to get that later on today. Other than that, you ready to go? I'll go ahead and send this information here. I'll take care of the rest of the notes. We'll take care of you in about an hour and a half when we call you. Other than that, welcome aboard there, Mr. Patterson. Thank you for giving us a shot. And if you have any phone calls from any company saying that they're Google, they can do it for less, or that you got to pay more money, please disregard, write down the phone number if you can, and let us know so we can protect you from these scamming companies out there. Other than that, God bless, sir, and I wish you have a successful year, and let us know how everything is going. Call me anytime. Let me know how things are going and how my company is treating you, and please don't miss your appointment later on, okay? Any other questions that you have for me, Bo?
Okay, sounds good. Nope.
Okay. I appreciate the time you're giving me, sir. Sorry for taking so much of your time, okay? I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Bo. We'll talk to you there soon. Thank you, sir.